Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Medical report, and one of my favorite hours of the week is the hour when our news ninja, Scott Adams, shows up. He's the CEO and tech master of Red State Talk Radio. We rebroadcast our show 7 days a week over from 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time, Monday to Friday and weekends, over at Red State. And Scott always has an amazing perspective. He is a details guy. As I say, I have to kind of rethink after I've absorbed all the information that he's connected to. I call the Velcro of my mind, all the things he connects. But if you listen carefully, he actually makes sense of the insanity of what's going on in the snooze, I call it, because it's trying to put you to sleep. At the same time, really good and really bad things are happening. So, Scott, we've got the latest news. What's going on that you can see in your news radar that can help sort out what's happening? We have all the latest indictments, all the latest insane calls by the Democrats for impeachment. We've got issues going on around the world. What's your latest, we call, ninja analysis of the latest news that's going on?
Well, hey, thank you for having me on your show. You know, I got to tell you, Sessions is the White House. I think that's pretty interesting stuff, Sessions.
He's at the White House, you mean, right now?
Yes, and there's a whole bunch of spin going on there. My sources tell me that his job is safe and that he is...
Oh, yeah, I don't see him going.
He's pretty much a double agent, but we might find out that we were wrong and that... he gets fired. If he gets fired, then I will admit that I was wrong. But I have a sneaky suspicion that what's going to happen is there's going to be a declassification of FISA documents.
Right. And I've been calling it. You have been, too. And the other thing is I think there's going to be pressure from Sessions to push with all the new data that's come out on these various things. They're in the open media from Tom Fitton and his watch site. That you're going to see Rosenstein be forced to recuse himself. This is going to change everything along with the new documents being declassified, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so people are looking forward to that for sure. And I really think that Trump is realizing he's getting a lot of pressure to push back the waiting and basically sitting on our heels is run its course. I really think he needs to start pulling some triggers. It's getting to be like critical mass, and I think that he is a master of that, though. The timing, the way he has extended the life of the apprentice is no small task, and I think you do that by constantly creating friction. So, Sessions came out recently and said that he's not going to be swayed by any political motivations. And that was sort of like a shot across the bow against Trump. And, of course, that is exactly the statement that you would want to have made if it was the case that... Sessions is going to go ahead and then activate John Huber. John Huber is the guy in Utah that's actually the special counsel on steroids that is taking the Horowitz investigation and running with it.
He's weaponizing it. He's taking Horowitz and weaponizing it now, is what you're saying.
That's right. That's right. And I think Sessions is going to get involved with that. I think that they're really having a meeting about all of the intelligence that they've gathered and figuring out what the next best move is. You know, one of the things that came out, too, is Lanny Davis admitted that Michael Cohen, despite what the dossier, the fake news dossier said, Michael Cohen never did go to Prague. And that was Lanny Davis. That is basically Clinton, the Clinton cartel attorney representing Michael Cohen right now. And that's interesting, too. Those are all new developing bits of information that have just come to light in the last hour.
What you're saying is Lanny Davis made a misstep by making a statement that Michael Cohen never went there, but he tried to pretend he did.
They were trying to say that he went to Prague, and he said, no, I was in California at my son's baseball game.
Right. And, which is easy to corroborate. In other words, the people at his son's baseball game would say, yeah, we saw him there. He was there with his son.
Well,
he went
not
to
that, but there's this little thing called a passport, and he, statement that he had never, ever in his life been to Prague.
Right.
So,
and that'll be stamped in your passport, so it's provable, in other words.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting is with Manafort, you know, didn't compose. And so he's probably going to be rewarded for that, as Trump indicated in his interview with Angel Earhart. But Michael Cohen, not so much. Michael Cohen was being offered 65 years in prison is what he was against, and $1 million in legal fees.
But you know, I think he's clever, though. Here's what I was throwing out and see what you think of it.
What they did was they gave him they offered him 3 to 5, which he could serve 1.5, 2 years at best for good behavior. And anybody would take that deal if they could save $1 million in legal fees and guarantee that they're not going to.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's a smart lawyer. He's not a dummy, okay? Just like Lanny Davis, even though he's doing criminal things legally, he's not stupid either. So when he makes these statements about how he thinks that Trump was, you know, basically trying to affect the election, he knows these statements are not provable and will never make a connection to actually do a criminal prosecution, especially because he's president, even maybe after he leaves the presidency in 2024. So when Cohen says these things, he knows none of it is provable. It's just trying to get himself off the hook with Mueller, because Mueller is salivating that somehow he thinks he's going to be able to use this evidence not to prosecute Trump, but to set it up so if Democrats get a blue wave, they'll impeach him on the grounds of this fake statements by Cohen. That's what he's doing.
It's entirely possible that Michael Cohen also is a trap. So basically, you might have a situation where Michael Cohen has 200 tapes or something. He has a bunch of tapes, 83, right. I think it was 83 tapes.
Right.
So he has 83 tapes. And Rudy Giuliani said there was only about 12 tapes that had Trump on them. And the other 100 and whatever. So you get the media on a frenzy, like a you know, like foaming at the mouth, right? Next thing you know, they say, hey, you know, he may have said the N-word. Next thing you know, Michael Cohen might have somebody else saying the N-word, like the Clintons. The same thing it may be true with Omarosa. Omarosa, you know, she said this thing, this important bit of information on page 322, which is the melt vote for Skull and Bones. But the thing is that she has over 200 tapes. She worked for the Clintons at one point.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying that the Clintons used to throw the N-word around like it was, you know.
Apparently Hillary, I talked to people that are pretty high up and know Hillary. She had a very foul mouth. I mean, the media have to cut a lot of clips with her mouth going off on tangent and being very racist, to be honest with you.
You know, it could be that the liberal media is foaming at the mouth to try to get Trump on an N-word. I can guarantee you they don't have it. If they had it, they would have used it by now.
Yeah.
Because they're just dying to take him down. So it very well could be that they're going to get them to make that statement that, you know, that's an impeachable offense. That's a horrible thing. You should go to jail, whatever, right? Next thing you know, she comes out with tapes that actually, it's actually Hillary that did it, not Trump.
Yeah.
And at that point, the media is going to not be able to sugarcoat it because it would be too obvious of a double
standard. Yeah,
it would
be too obvious of a double standard, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my bottom line. Have you ever been to a place where there's a lot of smoke but there's no fire? That's why I see all of this stuff this week. I see a hell of a lot of smoke, but the fire's already been put out by the fire extinguisher guys.
Well, I
Giuliani.
what's even trickier is the smoke is actually the smoke bomb being thrown up by Trump's team.
Right.
Meaning, I think he's causing a frenzy where he's got all these rabbits on a bone, you know, he's basically dog on a bone kind of deal. He's over there, and over here, they're basically, you know, fulfilling their agenda, and knowing full well they already got Rod Rosenstein dead to rights. He's probably...
I'll set the timeline. I think by September, I'm talking about maybe 3 to 5 weeks. By mid-September, this is done. I'm talking about 3 weeks from now, mid-September, that Mueller and Gate is over, that Rosenstein is gone, and that the whole issue is going to blow up in the face of Democrats who don't have a plan to help the average American to their craziness over trying to get rid of ICE, et cetera, and have open borders. Believe it or not, this is one of the first anomalies ever in a midterm election where there's not going to be a blue wave, as they say. There's going to be at least a red ripple. I think that by September, the brilliance of Trump is going to be proven again, and his team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Most of you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Scott, we're having fun here today, you know, because I honestly think Trump is going to come out like a champion. It'll be like Rocky, too, you know. He goes out there, and Rocky is Trump, you know. Wouldn't you like to see, like, a movie where they have a guy, and they kind of Photoshop Trump's face on the new prize fighter being like a Rocky-type guy? He's going to go out there, and he's going to smash the Democratic Party and the globalists, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, but just a reminder that this is a David and Goliath effort, and Trump is David, and state is Goliath. This is something that's been deeply rooted, and it's swampier and bigger. It's a bigger mess than I think any of us ever expected. When we were all talking about drain the swamp in the campaign season, we really had no idea that the swamp was this thick, this much of a swamp.
I did. You know how I found out the hard way? In 1995, when I was examining the exit exam for the five special op team that came back from the Alpha Premier building, one of the five decided to show me his arm. He said, "Look at this, man. That's a radiation burn." I said, "What do you mean a radiation burn?" I said, "I'm a chemist, okay? I was making high explosives and solid rockets when I was 12, 13, 14. He says, "Look," he said, I said, "it was an ANFO bomb, which is a, you know, a fertilizer bomb." And he said, no, we had three radiation detectors go off scale. We removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes from the building, and our three radiation detectors were not broken, and they went off scale. And we removed RDX and high explosive cord C4 on the inside pillars of the parking garage, and two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes. I said, "You're kidding." Now, those are the same freaking technology they use in 9/11. Now, if you want to get proof for that, when he actually had a loose tongue after having a few drinks at a bar near Fort Carson, he ended up getting court-martialed, and they hauled my butt into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in 95 and said, "Deagle, we know what you know." Because we had this guy told us from the military, one of the special op team, who, by the way, my boss, Major Swinder, was supposed to do the special exam, and he was aware of doing airtime in Fort Hood, Texas. So he maintained his flight certificate, Major Swinder.
Right.
So they fired me, and they gave me death threats the same day. And I said, "You're going to give me a check for $50,000 and a letter of reference, because I figure my career is over.
And if you come within 500 miles of me or my family, I got friends in Delta Force and Special Op because I was their doctor. I said, there won't be evidence that I did anything, but you're all going to die. So the next day, guess what? I got the letter of reference in the 50th Thou because I'm a tough SOB. I'm a dangerous bugger if you cross me, okay? And I got the letter of reference, and I guess what? I worked for more classified projects after that. So Deagle knows all the stuff. So the swamp to me, the entire American government, this is not an anomaly of Peter Strzok and McCabe and all these other characters. The entire intel agencies, as far as I'm concerned, are the swamp. The billionaire club that runs the world of bankers, the Vatican, the Jesuits, they're the swamp. The entire world is run by the swamp. It's not an anomaly. It's standard operational procedure. That's why I get a kick out of them when they want to pull up one guy or send Reality Winner, their stupid name, off to prison for an extended sentence of 10 years plus for releasing a little bit of documents. But Hillary's still doing a book tour. Comey's still doing a book tour of this giant green giant that's trying to act super righteous. The whole system is entirely corrupt. After they had 9/11, again, remember, that act, I actually found out that it took them 5 years to write the Patriot Act, which was being written years before 9/11. I got munitions documents from a Finnish munitions expert who contacted me with my show after 9/11 that had documents where he was contracted by the Port Authority in New York to blow up the World Trade Center towers with micronukes and RDX. I still have the documents from the Finnish munitions expert that was contracted to blow it up, and they eventually decided to use the Special Operations Division of the CIA, which was around for years and upped with the Patriot Act by George Bush. And they blew up the building with RDX cutting the outside joists and micronukes. I have the radiotoxicological material, and the last time I tried to do a radiotoxicological analysis, what's called neutron spectroscopy, because I'm an advanced nuclear chemist as well. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago in Japan, they told me after I contacted a company in Tokyo, they said, our State Department has told us we're not allowed to talk to you, Deagle. I was turned down by Germany, Britain, France, South Africa, everywhere else except for Russia and China, which I haven't applied yet to get them to do radiotoxicological analysis. They said they were not allowed to even talk to Deagle. So guess what? When Alex Jones is being shot down because he wrote 9/11 as an inside job, he even disagreed with me because Alex thought that they were using superthermite because he got this chemist here, Dr. Jones, from the University of Utah that came up with this theory that they were doing superthermite because the Israelis were doing research with superthermite as a high explosive in warfare. Guess what? I was making high explosives when I was 12 and 13. And I know, because I took care of the same team, they were at their Cobar Towers in Riyadh years before, and the guy said, oh, no, we had seven times as much ANFO in the Cobar Towers, and it just blew some of the windows in, and the building was nowhere near structurally as strong as the Alpha Primera building.
Yeah, and the reason why... Also, as Brennan was in charge of intelligence when that happened.
Exactly. Now, we have to understand, yeah, Brennan was in charge of both, and the Brennan monster, right? This guy is a devil. I mean, you look at his brow, and he furrows his eyes like, man, I don't know, you must have retractable horns or something. This guy is a real monster. And again, it's not an anomaly. People say, why is Brennan baring his teeth when he's a pundit for these media companies and cable television? It's because he's not an anomaly. He's got a battalion of devils behind him, deeply embedded in the Department of Justice and these agencies, CIA and FBI, and the No Such Agency. That's my joke because I took care of these guys in the NSA. I was the exit examiner also for Operation Top Off and Dark Winter for radiological, biological terrorism. I worked with the FBI and CDC national directors. Deagle's not a minor player. I'm a major player, okay? I know what the hell's going on, and it's not just an anomaly. The swamp runs everything. They run the drug trade, the human trade, the organ trade. They even tried to recruit me to the organ trade back in 87. I had a vascular surgeon plunk a great big honey ham when I was in Georgia in my office and said, what the hell's this doing here? And I got a call. He said, hey, we got a deal for you. I said, what do you mean you got a deal? He said, well, you're working the trauma burn unit, you know, when you're not working in your office, because I worked as many hours as the director of emergency. And we had a lot of trauma coming in, violent gunshot wounds, and you wouldn't believe the stuff we saw. And we also took care of the nuclear plant Savannah River. They make all our plutonium detonators for our warheads, so I worked in those classified projects too. And he said, you know what, you just diagnose somebody that falls off, you know, rock climbing, whatever, they're basically, at least temporarily, brain dead. Just whip out their organs, and we'll give you six figures to say, go to hell. So believe me, this is run by the same agencies, Special Operations Division that did 9/11 in Oklahoma City, Ruby Ridge. All of this is the same bull. It's not an anomaly. It's the entire operation system. And when they put Patriot Act, and Patriot Act 2, because they couldn't put it in one big bill, they put it in a bunch of little mini bills, these son of a bitches run the world. And that's why the only nations that are fighting them are Russia and China, because they know how bad our intel agencies are, and they're integrated with Vatican and the European Commission and all these other devils that are running the banks in the world. It's the same troop. They're not an anomaly. The entire world is run by the swamp.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But
the swamp is the world. I mean, when people say it's a conspiracy theory, everything is a conspiracy. Whether you get two or three surgeons together to make a business plan, or a guy decides to take out a patent and make something and sell it as an app online, everything is a conspiracy. So when I hear people say the word conspiracy theory, I said, in a court of law, a conspiracy theory is something that has enough evidence in a court of law you can get an indictment.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, Trump's got a big lead task, but he's got 50,000 pending indictments. Trump is going to kill the swamp monster. And that's, it's a lot. It's battalions. It's eons. It's, you know, what are their numbers, like the demoniac from the Gadareans? Who are we? We are many. We are legion. That's how they are. How many there are? Legion.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
5435.
Welcome back. And of course, if you look at some of these people here, like Malema in South Africa, this is an example that evil abounds because supposed good men and women do nothing. You and I, Scott, are doing something. And it doesn't take a giant group. For example, I believe that Trump is like David. He's got a rock in his sling, and it's a titanium alloyed rock. It's going to read at the center of the head of this giant called Goliath. And when the cleanout starts, it's going to actually involve a ton of really bad stuff. Pedophilia, drug rings, organ trade, all kinds of really evil stuff right at the bottom of the swamp. And there's going to be not 10 or 20 or 1,000, there's going to be tens of thousands go down with it. It's going to be wild, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a perfect example of a country that was given an opportunity, given unprecedented amounts of aid. Basically, a lot of wrongs were righted, and they had their future ahead of them, and they could write their own destiny. And they opted for corruption and tyranny and oppression. And look at where it's gotten them. It's gotten them nowhere.
Well, look at Rhodesia. Rhodesia had its own supportable white farmers making lots of food. It was one of the big food baskets of Africa. And after the blacks took over Zimbabwe, they destroyed it. I mean, they were starving to death because they couldn't even run the proper farms. They gave it away to people who didn't even know how to run it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, so you can look around the world and see these types of governments never succeed, and this is
I'm going to make the statement that I think that there's times when you just have to decapitate the government. Financially close them down, shut down their banks and their business deals with any corporations, and decapitate it. And this is a time when what I call righteous force needs to be used against the people that are going to do murder white farmers. It wouldn't matter what skin color they are. They're actually one of the major parts of the South African economy up in the Transvaal. The idea of killing white farmers because so-called stabilizing their economy by killing white farmers, this is a stupid plan that's going to blow up in their face, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And, you know, Bill O'Reilly tweeted out, he said, because President Trump objects to the government of South Africa seizing private land from white farmers, the far left is again branding him a racist. Insane South Africa is stealing from its citizens based on skin color. Racist. And that's
crazy. Isn't that insane? It's like calling, who was that recent black activist who was actually meeting with one of our other gentlemen, actually? And the white Antifa were yelling at her, she's a white racist, and her skin is as black as my mama's, who's Syrian, okay? This is crazy bull, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, we see it's a liberal sickness. It's a liberal concept, this kind of reparations and the reparations and basically the segregation is all a bunch of liberal stuff. The liberals and the Democrats were the grandfathers of the KKK. George Wallace was the guy that stood in front of the doors and didn't want black women to go to school in Alabama. He was the governor of Alabama, Democrat, father of segregation.
Right.
Take Black Lives Matter, where they want to basically make white people march at the back of their line or separate themselves into different rooms. Black Lives Matter is just such a racist statement. I think that so many of these groups, these liberal concepts. And so, you know, on the flip side, you go to the conservative black movement, Thomas Sowell and a lot of other great black leaders like Candace Owens, making a big difference in empowering black America to the point where those who are really embracing the system in America and embracing the Trump ideology, they're the ones that are actually committed to the business startups that are thriving and the black unemployment rate going to setting records. You know, so it's great, but we need more of it. We need more of that walk away movement. We need more. The conservatives and the Republicans really need to embrace the Trump agenda and walk away from the Democrat Party. The most recent poll, Rasmussen, came out. Blacks support Trump 36% of the time. Yet, you know, the liberals want to call Trump racist because he's going to crack down hard on what South Africa is doing to white people. It goes both ways. You cannot have racism of any shape or form. You can't have it from black to white. You can't have it from white to black. You just
but it's all for whatever's useful. I mean, they even contradict themselves. If you take video clips, which unfortunately video clips still exist, and you see the statements in 2008-09 from Bernie from Nancy Pelosi and from Schumer, they made statements that were so Trump-like. It's like, oh my gosh, are they in the Republican
security and immigration?
Yeah, it's insane. It's like, but now they're saying the exact opposite. We want to get rid of ICE. We want open borders. And
you know what? You go back and listen to a Trump clip from Oprah in 1987, or a 92 clip, or a 99 interview with Dan Rather. I mean, you could listen to all of these different interviews that Trump has given over the last three decades, and you will see that he has been the same. He's beating the same drum.
He's consistent. He's consistent.
Yeah, trade and everything else. He's been very consistent, right on, spot on.
Right. Yeah, and you got to look at it. Part of it, I think, is in a sense is a spiritual and other DNA. Most people don't realize that his mama is a MacLeod. You know, the MacLeods were the most royal family in the Scots, right? Did you know that? No. You know, also his ancestor was actually the one who led the Crusades against the Muslims in the Middle East. Did you know that his ancestor was the head general in Germany heading the Crusades?
Trump? No, I didn't know that.
His ancestor, yeah.
That's interesting. Well, you know, that's a lot better than Philip Mudd's pedigree. Philip Mudd is the guy that got into that screaming match with Paris Dresden. I forget his last name. And Paris is the black guy that was on CNN talking with Philip Mudd. Well, Philip Mudd started shouting and screaming, and next thing you know, it was Paris that gets fired from CNN today.
Really?
And, yeah, and it's unbelievable. They pulled up a couple-year-old thing after Trump endorsed this kid, Paris, right? This guy?
Right.
Black guy. And Philip Mudd is probably going to get his clearance removed because of that. But Philip Mudd is directly related to the Mudd family that actually dressed John Wilkes Booth's wound after he had got done jumping off the stage and shooting Abraham Lincoln.
Are you kidding?
Philip Mudd's pedigree goes way back to that. You know, he
he's a bit, in other words, it's a, like a generational demonic curse if you want to pass down through.
But Philip Mudd, you're going to be hearing more and more about Philip Mudd. He is a Tasmanian wreck of a person. And you got to wonder who they're hiring at the CIA. You got General Hayden, you got John Brennan, you got Philip Mudd was a higher brass. You got all of these losers. James Clapper was a CIA director.
Right.
All of these losers running one of the most important agencies in the world, the CIA, colluding with MI6 and GCHQ and the Five Eyes partners to take down a sitting American president is insane.
That's but it's not an anomaly. People should realize this is not just recent to Trump. It's just that Trump is fighting against the beast. It's almost like you got the dragon in the box canyon, and actually the final slayer of the dragons arrived. And the dragon can't turn around in the box canyon, so he's ready to thrust the knife, his giant sword, in between the ribs of the dragon, and that's why they're freaking out. That's why you see the behavior of the media are actually in a panic. They're not like they're winners of their overwhelming power. They're in a panic that they're being discovered now, aren't they?
Right, and Chuck Schumer, back a year and a half ago, only just a couple of months after President Trump took office, said to on TV, he said, you go after the intelligence community. The intelligence community has 6 ways till Sunday to get back at you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that Schumer would make a comment like that. Like, my buddies in the intelligence will kill you or your family or destroy your reputation or sue you or grab your lawyers or grab his materials, which is a violation of normal separation and protection of the client privilege. I mean, it's mind-boggling that Schumer would make those kind of comments. He should have more sense and decency, but he doesn't.
And Trump said, bring it on, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as they say, he's a McLeod. I got McLeods in my ancestry, too. They're not ones to back down, There you go. A to Trump, eh? They're not going to kill him this time, are they?
What? I think he's got a great security detail.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We have a lot of things going on. We have socialism rising, which obviously these young people are uninformed, functionally morons. They really don't understand what socialism means. It means the death of the economy. It means that they're going to get really poor quality care for a period of time until the country goes bankrupt. So if you want health care for all, and I believe in health care for all, you got to fix the system first. Then we've got Warren distancing herself with Bernie Sanders saying, Warren's ready. Difference between Bernie and me. Elizabeth Warren, or what should we call her, pseudo-Pocahontas, is delusional, isn't she?
Absolutely. She's nuts.
She's so nuts. It's like, this is a comedy. You turn it on with your popcorn and say, man, I'm going to watch the politics. Not because I'm interested in politics, but this is so nuts. This is a made-for-reality TV movie. How can you actually get actors and actresses that act this serious about being this crazy?
Well, what has happened to the Democrat Party in general? You got Maxine Waters. You got that black woman in Florida that wears a cowboy hat that, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see her, yeah.
Can't remember her name, but, you know, and then you got Maxine Waters, you got Elizabeth Warren, you got this guy, Stephen Cohen, from the Southwest District of in Tennessee, that wants to give Peter Strzok a Purple Heart. I mean, what a disrespect.
I know, and then they got Al Green, the guy down in Houston. We're getting we're helping Keisha Rogers find him. She's black. She's trying to find this maniac because he's tried three times to impeach Trump with up to 50 Congress critters. I call them. I don't call them Congress people.
Yeah,
I call them critters.
Got Keith Ellison out of Michigan running for the AG, who beats up women, and their own party leader Tom Perez can't say whether or not he believes the victim or not.
The mother is actually disagreeing with him. She's pounding around, and the wife is pulled off the bed, screaming and yelling, and they don't believe the actual statement made by these people.
The son,
it's crazy.
The son and. And not only that, there are police reports. No, there's no, absolutely, this is like an open and shut case where Ellison was involved because a police report was filed. It's not like Gloria Allred coming with a fake yearbook and judging some, you know, 30-year-old case from the 80s, you know, to win a Senate seat. This is completely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is much more obvious, isn't it?
Yes, it's the double standard. It's the double standard that we're seeing with regard to Imran Awan getting a plea deal and basically walking away with no jail time for all the crimes that he committed. And then at the same time, you got Manafort, which basically he got pinched by a guy who got immunity, Rick Gates, who then just basically got away with everything. Just if you're connected with Trump, you get one set of justice, and if you're not connected with Trump, you get another. And the fact is, Trump never even knew Manafort before they started working together for 39 days. And the only reason why they were working together was the Republican Party was so divided in hating Donald Trump that they wanted to have a brokered convention, and they needed to pull in the services of someone like a Paul Manafort, who had worked with Reagan and worked with Dole and had a lot of great connections, to try to weather that storm. I almost believe that the brokered convention was part and parcel of the setup and the trap that was being played out by Brennan Company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brennan was a master conductor. He almost had you should see him. I don't see why in the media he doesn't have a wand when he goes on air. He should have a wand in his hand, shouldn't he, like a conductor?
I actually don't think he's the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, he's not. But he's a willing minion.
So many failures in his career. You take Riyadh. We were talking about those towers, in Riyadh. He was responsible for that. He was responsible, and this is according to a guy we've had on our show, Chris Tonto Peranto. And Chris basically called Brennan out on the carpet and said, it was Brennan was the one that wanted to tell the lie about the video. And basically, when 13 Hours guys, the Benghazi 4, wanted to tell the truth, they got their selves declassified. Now, here Brennan's crying the blues like a little baby he gets his declassification. But that's not all that's going to happen to John Brennan. He was the first one to get fired on January 20th. He was the first one to get his clearance pulled, and he'll be the first one to get indicted. You watch.
Well, it wasn't just Brennan. It was Hillary Clinton, who didn't take the phone call late at night because she just wouldn't bother. Brennan knew damn well these people, these contractors, and there were four contractors all from San Diego County who were killed.
The Benghazi thing was an illegal operation. It was a clandestine operation. It never received Pentagon approval. It never received congressional appropriation. It was bought and paid for by the overthrow of Gaddafi, which was an illegal hit job.
Right.
And they took out Gaddafi after he complied with denuclearization on Libya.
Right.
Had that country running pretty well. They took him down. Basically, Hillary Clinton said, we came, we saw, he died. And then next thing you know, they gather up all the gold, all the money, all the cash, all the booty, all the tanks, all the rifles. They stored him in a schoolhouse in Benghazi. It was a mission. It wasn't even a consulate.
Right.
And basically, it was
And they're also bringing weapons. They're transferring weapons to our terrorist allies like ISIS in Syria, from Libya that were actually there. So this whole operation was a weapons transfer procedure,
and John McCain and a lot of people got rich off of all of that. They were a lot of palms being greased with regard to distribution of arms and contraband. They were working with Hezbollah and contraband, and there was a CIA operation that Obama shut down, and that's, and again, part and parcel of why we actually had the open borders, to accommodate this kind of drug distribution. They didn't care about America. Obama could care less. He would rather see America go broke and actually be dependent on drugs, because that would fulfill his socialist agenda of having people dependent on the government class.
Exactly. That's why they want all these illegals here, because they eventually want to socialize America to the point where it's a bankrupt nation that can't even support a military or its borders.
When they get a person who can't speak English come across the border, they say, okay, go over there, talk to that man, then go over to that window and fill out that form, and then we'll give you a little ID card over here, and you can go and vote Democrat. And that's about it. You know, they want to control these people. And if you want to get social medicine and food stamps, we'll make that possible too. Go over to that window and fill out that form. And now you're completely, you know, beholden. You're completely dependent on that government that's providing you with these services. And you're going to vote like a one-party system. That never works well. Look at what's happening in Venezuela. Look at how much it costs to, you know, buy a roll of toilet paper. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the bolivars is like 8 million bolivars.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you're better off to actually wipe your butt with the bolivars and the toilet paper.
I should have picked something else. But yeah, you know.
It's the only problem is you might end up with scratches down there because the currency is a little hard.
Oh, I should have picked bananas. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Bolivar currency rectal syndrome. How's that?
Yeah. You know, it is really bad in Venezuela. And again, Bernie Sanders can't explain it. He was asked on the campaign trail, you know, Bernie, what about Venezuela? That's a socialist model right there. Why is that not working? He thought, oh, that's not a fair question. He kind of got up and walked
away. Well, you know, he's missing his hat. See, whenever I see him, actually, like I'm looking at a picture right now on Drudge, I see him with a Santa hat, because I call him Bernie Sanders Claus. Do you like that?
Yeah. Well, you know what's really sad is Zucker over at CNN, that guy who heads up CNN, basically said to the reporters, you can't cover the march in Chicago, and you also can't cover the Molly Tibbetts murder because of what it involved, an illegal alien that was murdering people.
Right.
And they basically said, we're going to have a blackout on those two media stories, because one is on black-on-black crime and gun violence in a city that has the strongest gun legislation, Chicago.
Right.
And the other is an illegal alien that actually was allowed to stay here for many, many years and then ended up killing somebody.
Right, and of course, this think about Chicago. It's like up here in California. The killings always happen in no-gun zones. Actually, I'm going to change the name because that's in front of my Deagle Dictionary over at clayandiron.com. Mm-hmm. It should be called, no gun zones should be called shoot-to-kill zones, because these are zones where nobody's going to shoot back if you're a terrorist. Shoot-to-kill zones.
Called the kill zone.
Yeah. Just like the kill box in the military, right? They're talking about the place where you...
Just use your common sense. I mean, if you're going to go and rob something, you want to rob something where they're not going to shoot back at you. Isn't that like rule 101 for robbers?
Well, my relatives live in Detroit, and they mentioned one of them was actually in a bank where an older lady in her 70s had just come back from her gun training. She had her six shooters actually open. She had an open permit. Bankers came into the bank to try to rob, and she didn't get down on the floor. She took them out. Because women, by the way, when they have handguns, are usually a better shot than men. And she put them all on the ground.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Good. All five of them died on the spot before they get out of the bank with the money and threatening the clerks and tellers. This is back in the 70s.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
You know, I'll tell you, I think we're going to see some crazy things happening. Get your popcorn out, because this is going to go down between now and November. We're less than 80 days now. I think we're 75 days to the midterm selection. I call it selection, not an election. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Thanks, Scott. Amazing show.
Have you...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.